We're making really good time. Finally got a couple of those days where you can make miles properly in the right direction at a good speed. So we've been making about 14 knots or so on average for the last probably 12 hours or so, and before that a little bit less. But really the last 24 hours we've had a pretty good shot at it, which I think we needed, that's for sure.
So you're feeling a bit better, a bit more relaxed?
Yes, we may back off a little bit here because we're right on the edge of a low pressure system that's sort of withdrawing from the area and right there. So a lot of gray clouds from thunderstorms around and so forth, but we're having, you know, some surges up to 20 knots or so, and sometimes those don't necessarily help, but we're both doing well, and I think absolutely needed to have a break in this way from all the heavy winds that we had and the upwind conditions, of particularly, I guess, 2 nights ago and 3 nights ago. We just pounded the boat mercilessly upwind in the sort of 35 to 40 knots of wind, and it's just awful. It's awful for the boat, awful for the skipper, and you feel awful putting the boat through that, trying to get to a place where you're going to have a better wind condition. So feel a lot better about it going beam reaching or broad reaching and going dead upwind into it.
Is that going to affect you ongoing, or do you think you'll continue with the same kind of conditions for a while?
Well, I think we've got this for something similar to this for probably the next 18 hours or so, and then according to the weather forecast, which I've been taking with large grains of salt these days, we have to cross the receding low pressure system is going to leave a little residual low, and it doesn't look as though it's going to be very strong. So we'll have to cross that, and then we'd be into the high pressure system, which would be on the far side, be generating the southeast trade. So we'll be on a port tack going northeast into that high pressure system until we can tack and go north for the southeast trades and up to the equator. So I'm just hoping that residual low pressure system doesn't develop on its own, but it sort of seems as though any low pressure system anywhere decides that it's going to develop into something significant, it seems. So you can see that if you look down south where Raphael is just coming out of this Lachlan, and he's got one of those low pressure systems that sort of comes out of nowhere, and he's going to have a tough go, I think, for the next 24 hours, and hope that that works out all right, because that looks like it's going to be pretty strong, like the big gigantic one that we had a couple of days ago.